Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Amyloid, Alzheimer's, and your bloodstream. Question we start out with, does Alzheimer's travel to the brain from other parts of the body? Well, this is a very curious question. And many people would think, well, why are you even asking it in the first place? Well, there are many reasons and causes of Alzheimer's. Now, my two books that I have talking about the brain, one is Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, and the other is Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life. In both of these, and in combination, we talk about the primary factors involved in Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, the connection between amyloid, which is the amyloid plaques in the brain, Alzheimer's, and the bloodstream is an example of this whole body causal chain, this way that the entire body is involved. It's not simply the brain. We found that amyloid plaques are associated with Alzheimer's when postmortem studies are done. That's when the person has already died and the brain tissue is examined. In a number of cases, there are amyloid plaques, and so this association between Alzheimer's and amyloid has been made. However, it is not the only cause. And in addition, the point of this particular presentation is that amyloid is actually produced in other parts of your body, and we found that it can travel by your bloodstream to the brain. There was a study that was published in October 2017, which suggesting that the disease might not start in the brain at all. At any rate, the amyloid plaques may not be generated strictly in the brain, that our blood could actually carry Alzheimer's-linked amyloid proteins to the brain from other areas of the body, and this might kickstart the disease process. So that particular study was very interesting. It was a study by research from the US, Australia, China, and the University of British Columbia, where they surgically attached two lab animals so that they shared the same blood supply. And one of the animals had a propensity to produce more amyloid in its body. And so the blood would circulate between the two. And they found that the animal that was not producing the extra amyloid plaque actually developed Alzheimer's-like symptomology. And when they dissected the brain, they found the amyloid plaques in that animal's brain as well. So once again, to review what that experiment was, now, you know, a lot of people don't like animal experiments and may think it's cruel, and that certainly sounds the case here. The two animals were tied together by their bloodstreams, but at any rate, each member of a group of normal healthy mice was coupled with another that was specially bred to carry a modified human gene that produces high levels of brain-damaging amyloid beta protein. After 12 months, the normal mice developed the same plaques and tangles seen in Alzheimer's. They displayed the type of brain cell degeneration, and brain cell degeneration is one of the things that I constantly talk about as something that people need to do and something people need to prevent as much as possible as early on in their lives and throughout their lives. So this brain cell degeneration is one of the things that was displayed. There was inflammation and microbleeding also that was commonly seen in Alzheimer's in the brains of these normal mice. So in addition, there were also marked impairments in a region of the hippocampus, which is a part of the brain that's especially important for learning and memory. So this disruption in the electrical signaling began after just 4 months of the 12-month study. So already after 4 months, they were noticing that the brain's electrical signals were being disrupted, and this was an indication of brain cell degeneration as well as inflammation. Once again, these aspects, these talking about brain cell degeneration as well as inflammation and the importance of decreasing inflammation are things that I talk about in my books, and it's very important. I suggest that you buy my books. Do the surveys in the books so you can see if particular aspects of the underlying causes of Alzheimer's are something that you are developing or have already developed and need to address right away. So once again, in these test animals that develop the same plaques and tangles seen in Alzheimer's, they have cell degeneration, inflammation, microbleeding, and disruption of electrical signaling. These particular results point out these important facts I report in my books, that inflammation, blood circulation, and meningeal compression are all very relevant to the discussion of brain health. So this blood study showed that the proteins associated with the development of Alzheimer's disease can travel to the brain via the bloodstream. And those proteins are actually found outside the brain. They exist in muscles, in blood platelets, and blood vessels. In other words, the proteins from which amyloid is derived are found in a number of organs. Now let's talk about the meninges. The meninges control all of the blood circulating to and from your brain from the rest of the body. They are the blood-brain barrier we talk about so much. Now, addressing a dysfunctional meninges may also help to improve the blood-brain barrier, and it may be that the blood-brain barrier was breaking down, thus allowing those amyloid proteins to go into the brain. Now, one of the research authors, Dr. Wilhong Song, stated that the blood-brain barrier weakens as we age. That might allow more amyloid beta to infiltrate the brain, supplementing what is produced by the brain itself and accelerating the deterioration. He goes on to say, Alzheimer's disease is clearly a disease of the brain, but we need to pay attention to the whole body to understand where it comes from and how to stop it. Furthermore, he says, clearance of amyloid outside the brain could help reduce the amyloid inside the brain and might help slow down the disease progression. So Dr. Song thinks that it might be possible to develop a drug that binds to amyloid beta in the body so that when it enters the bloodstream, it's recognized by the kidneys or liver, and the two bound substances are transported safely out of the body before the amyloid has a chance to enter the brain. In other words, if your kidneys and your liver are working properly and they recognize this protein, they will remove it before it has a chance to circulate to the brain. On the other hand, drugs developed to address amyloid in the brain have not been successful. There have been a couple big pharmaceutical companies that had high hopes that their prescriptions would work, but they did not actually work. So to wrap this up, since the research team is telling us that Alzheimer's might be a whole body problem, in other words, a systemic disease, it reinforces the ideas that I have in the books that I've written on this subject. So by taking care of ourselves through diet, exercise, nutritional supplements, periodic detoxing of key organs like the liver, kidneys, and colon, we are taking care of our minds at the same time. Thank you for watching and listening to this segment on amyloid, Alzheimer's, and the bloodstream. This is Dr. Jay Sordian, urging you to take the natural path to optimal health.
If you're interested in finding out more about how you or your relatives can avoid dementia, buy the book, Outsmarting the Dementia Epidemic, 7 Key Memory Care Actions to Avoid Alzheimer's and Successfully Keep Your Brain Safe, Sharp, and Sexy into the Future, by going to OutsmartingDementia.com. That's OutsmartingDementia.com. If you'd like to learn more about how to get an appointment with Dr. Sordian, please call the Redwood Clinic at 510-849-1176. And for information, go to TheRedwoodClinic.com. Thank you.